Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another House Democrat, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey, calling on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race with less than 4 months to go before the election. The president continuing to host the NATO summit in Washington. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers in Washington is covering it.
This is a big show of force for the United States and allies for Ukraine and sending that strong message against Russia. So that's what the president's trying to do to show he's leading. But you know, so much of this is nervousness among these European allies about who is going to be in office next year and what that means for the alliance.
More than 1.5 million customers still without power, most of them in Texas following the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Dangerous, deadly heat in much of the U.S. At least 6 people have died in Oregon alone. The temperatures there topping 100 degrees for 4 straight days now. This is ABC News. Another twist in the case of a Chicago woman missing in the Bahamas since the middle of June. High-ranking police officer removed from the case after what's only being described as a concerning voice note circulating on social media. The mother of Taylor Casey, Colette Seymour, says,
I feel like my child had 2 strikes against her when she went over there to that yoga retreat. And one was that she's Black, and the other is that she's transgender. And that disturbs me.
Casey's phone was found 50 feet of water, but officials say they have not been able to pull any information off of it. She was last seen June 19th. Electronic giant Samsung facing a strike by 30,000 workers in South Korea over pay and benefits. And dating site Bumble cracking down on AI. Users can now report if other potential daters are using artificial intelligence to come up with the images that they post. Bumble says it's part of an effort to increase security. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. On July 4th every year, we celebrate Independence Day in these United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was written as just that. It was a declaration of our independence from the tyrannical government of Great Britain and her king. Our forefathers fought the British armies and shed their blood to secure our freedom as people separated from the oppression of the British government. As followers of Jesus Christ, we also can look to a declaration of independence from the tyrannical power of Satan and sin. That declaration was inked in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on a Roman cross of execution. That declaration sets us free from the oppression of sin. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit gives life and has set you free from the law of sin and death." John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "For if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old ways are gone and the new way has begun." So this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedom that our country's heroes fought for and bought with their blood. But I trust that you'll also call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that you can receive the greatest freedom possible, the freedom from the tyrannical oppression of Satan's powers and sin that God gave us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Looking for a unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents. Vinyl records for $1. CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Join us for a 50% off sale on all houseware items from July 10th to July 13th. Shop smart, support your community at the Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street, open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there!
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great day so far. Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a brief shower or a thunderstorm possible this afternoon, especially in the later afternoon and early evening. Thankfully, we won't experience the widespread and heavier rains from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. If you look to the east, especially this morning, you'll see this high-level widespread cloud cover. That's the remnants of Beryl, the same storm system that dropped heavy rain and brought damaging winds to the southern United States. It will drop heavy rain across eastern Illinois, northern Indiana, and central and southern Michigan today, 2 to 5 inches of it, with maybe more in some areas. So hopefully for those folks, they don't see any widespread and severe flooding. There are places in the mid-Atlantic and the eastern U.S. that could use some rain, as opposed to us, where we just need some heat and some drier weather. I can't guarantee totally dry days going forward, but really just spotty activity the next 2 to 3 days. So today, again, a mix of clouds and sun overall will rise up to about 83 with the wind becoming north-northeast 5 to 10. And late this afternoon and early evening, a brief shower or two is possible, maybe a thunderstorm. This evening, spotty showers and thunderstorms gradually diminishing, tapering off. Overnight, partly cloudy with areas of fog developing, will fall back to about 60. Thursday mostly sunny, feeling a little more humid at times, but a pleasant day with a brief shower or storm possible in the afternoon. Highs around 84. Friday, mostly sunny and feeling more humid with a brief shower or two and maybe a thunderstorm, especially after the noon hour. Highs around 85. This weekend, periods of showers and thunderstorms cannot be ruled out, but not raining all hours, partly cloudy otherwise, and very warm and quite humid. Upper 80s for highs on Saturday and low 90s on Sunday. Monday as well, highs in the low 90s. Nighttime lows will range from about 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a fantastic day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
70 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 81. Some notes on the stat sheet. Record high 100 in 1936. Record low 44 in 1963. Last year's high was 88 and the low 58. Sunset will happen at 8:43 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:31, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.88. That's on the upward swing. No precipitation today, following a low of 65. It is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at a busy local sports night last night, and the Brewers got a beating from Pittsburgh on the opening night of the series. Details straight ahead.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Yesterday in Summer League Baseball, it was Ithaca getting the win 4-2 over Royal. They scored all three runs in the third inning on a Cody Burns at bat. With the bases loaded, Wes Nelson scored on a wild pitch, and then Cody hit a double to bring in Sammy Clary and Mac Neef. Cody scored again in the sixth inning when he walked, got on base, then scored on another wild pitch. Winning pitcher was Sammy Clary, who went the seven innings last night to get the victory. In the second game of the night, the Bulldogs were down 6-1 going into the fourth inning and then came within one on a couple of errors from Adams Friendship. Then some very timely hits from Mac Neef. Also Cody Burns with another double and a hit from Makai Tuola. And it was a 10-8 final. The Bulldogs pick up the victory. Pitching last night, Houston Bolin and Wes Nelson in Game 2 as the Bulldogs swept. In other action from the local sports scene, Quail Run actually got a league in last night and no rain on Tuesday night. Josh Coy with a 36 led the league. Aaron Halverson fired a 37, including a birdie on hole 8. Neil Mahoney with a 39, including a birdie on hole 5. Brandon Miller and Steve Sacchina with 40s. Also Joe Halverson and Jake Colloy, Ken Nick Sr., Andy Marshall, and Chris Fink all fired 41s. Ken Nick Sr. had a birdie on hole 1. Other golfers with holes played under par: Rod Reitz birdied hole 3, Pat Keegan hole 8, and Joe Halverson birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners, Ken Nick Sr. with the closest third shot on hole 1. Rod Reitz had the closest to the pin on hole 3. Aaron Halverson, the longest drive in the fairway on hole 5. Ken Nick Sr., closest to the pin on hole 7. And Trevin Thielman, longest putt on hole 9. This week marks the end of the first half, and normally a team would be announced as the winner of the half, but because of 3 rainouts and the pending makeup rounds, a winner can't be announced until next week. A senior member of the Tuesday Men's Golf League is retiring from his day job and will be able to spend more time on the course trying to improve his game. Tom Davis is retiring from Richland Patterns after more than 45 years of dedicated service. Congratulations, Tom. There were some makeups, though, made from last week's matchups. Brandon Miller had a 39 for week 10. Also, Neil Mahoney with a 40. Aaron Halverson, a 41. Jared McDonald, Steve Sachina, and Rod Reitz all had 42s. On Tuesday night, Church of the Nazarene kept their undefeated run going, topping St. Mary's 13-5. All players for the Nazarenes had at least one hit. St. Mary scored 5 runs in the top of the first, but was shut out the rest of the way. Richland Baptist Temple 2 downed Bethel Lutheran 13-8. Malachi Fretz had a home run in the win. Fred Cathy was on base safely 3 out of 3 times. Boscobel Assembly of God notched its first win of the season, 21-15 over Free Methodist. Travis Hudson was 5 for 5. Caleb Langer was 4 for 5 to lead Boscobel. Adam Burns had 2 home runs for Free Methodist. And the Mission topped Richland Baptist Temple 2-20-3. Quinn Tidrick had 5 hits. Games rained out May 21st will be made up tomorrow night. Thursday night's lineup includes, at 7 o'clock, the Mission will play Richland Baptist Temple 1, with Richland Baptist Temple 2 umpiring. At 8:15, Bethel Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. The Mission will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, St. Mary's will take on Church of the Nazarene. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, Free Methodist plays Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. Regularly scheduled games will be played on Tuesday, July 6th. Another evening of makeup games from July 2nd will be played on Thursday, July 25th. An updated schedule with the makeup games has been published on the league's website, rccchurchleague.com. The Simon Sharks hosted Lancaster and Prairie du Chien last night at Simon's Recreation Complex. Lancaster narrowly edged out the Sharks by scoring 397 to the Sharks' 387. Prairie du Chien came in third with 328 points. The Sharks' youngest member, rookie Eve Brohl, made her Sharks debut swimming, freestyle butterfly, and breaststroke. James Waterfall led the Sharks in scoring by winning the freestyle butterfly and breaststroke. In the freestyle, the Sharks had a strong showing from Rylan Muller, Kaylin Burns, Luke Fretz, James Waterfall, Pearl Fretz, Grace Fretz, and Malachi Fretz, claiming first place in 7 of the 10 age groups. The 11 and 12-year-old boys swept the 50 butterfly. James Waterfall finished first. Ben Bosworth finished second. And James Clark secured a third place finish. Kaylin Burns won the girls' 9 and 10 individual medley by over 20 seconds. The three-person 15-18-year-old girls' relay team of Chloe Hying, Grace Fretz, and Braylon Olson edged Lancaster with a time of 2:14.02 to Lancaster's 2:15.20. The Sharks are back in action Thursday when they travel to Boscobel. On the state scene, a 6-run explosion by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 6th inning made the return home disappointing for the Brew Crew Tuesday night. That rally highlighted a 12-2 humbling loss at American Family Field. The score was tied at 2 when the visitors struck. The Pirates belted 5 home runs in the game. Colin Ray absorbed the loss, and 3 Pittsburgh pitchers held Milwaukee batters in check. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
We haven't had one of those games in a while. And especially at home, we've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games, you know. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job, took us out of it.
And Murphy says the team just has to get back to work.
You have to wash it off and kind of review why you're in the spot you're in, you know. Might not have changed tonight's outcome, but certainly our bullpen's beat up a little bit. I mean, we've got a bunch of guys on the shelf. You know that. We've had that all year, but guys that just have to be a little more consistent.
Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 10-1 over the Dodgers. The Mets 7, Washington 5, Cincinnati 12, and Colorado 6, Atlanta 6-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Tampa Bay 5, the Yankees 3, Cleveland 9-8 over Detroit, Boston 12, Oakland 9, Texas 5-4 over the Angels. Minnesota at the White Sox, postponed. Kansas City at St. Louis, postponed yesterday. The Cubs were winners 9-2 over Baltimore, Houston 4, Miami 3, San Francisco 4-3 over Toronto, and Seattle was a winner 8-3 against San Diego. Signing forward Haywood Highsmith would have helped the Bucks get some of the athleticism back, but it was not to be, even though superstar guard Damian Lillard reached out to the 27-year-old forward, who is known for his quickness and defense. Highsmith is going to stay with the Miami Heat. He reportedly has signed a two-year deal worth $11 million. Dairyland Express reports that he averaged 6 points and 3 rebounds a game last season, connecting at almost 40% of his three-point attempts. Former Badger forward Akeem Ford is headed to the 2024 Paris Olympics as a member of the team from Puerto Rico. The 6'8" Ford has Puerto Rican heritage through his mother. He has played professional basketball for the last 6 years, finishing this past season with the Wisconsin Herd in the NBA G League. Puerto Rico is making its first appearance in the Olympic Games in 20 years. Its first game is scheduled for July 27th. And Caitlin Clark leads Angel Reese in the race for WNBA Rookie of the Year honors at the midpoint of the season, according to a national panel of voters. Also, the duo have garnered national headlines with record-setting rookie seasons, so it's no surprise that they're leading candidates for the award. Clark is leading the WNBA in points accounted for with 713 and also leading the chance for consecutive double-doubles with 13 and leads the league in rebounding with 11.9 a game. The panel also unanimously voted Las Vegas forward Asia Wilson as the player of the year at the halfway point and Cheryl Reeves as the coach of the year. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hey!
I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all, I was just one thing still amazes me. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
There you go. That's Josh Abbott and friends on WRCO. 8:30 the time on a Wednesday morning, July 10th. Coming up, our trivia question of the day. Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys remember the day their producer brought them the song Elvira because the producer told them it was a little different than anything else they had ever done before. And it really put them on the map. They had been around certainly lots of time before that, but that was the one that kind of crossed them over to pop music and all over the entire world as well. They had done the background for many songs through the years. And in 2012, I had the chance to talk to Joe Bonzel, and we talked quite a bit that day about baseball. He was a real baseball fan at the time. The Brewers affiliate in Nashville, the Nashville Sounds, was the Brewers AAA team. So we talked a lot about that day, kind of off the air, because we were talking about some of the players the Brewers had coming up, and he would see them firsthand there in Nashville. I remember that. But we also talked about some of their contributions to popular music, including the background of a Paul Simon song called Slip Sliding Away.
We sure did. In 1975, we recorded it, and in 76, it was a monster record for Paul Simon. And, of course, only the old standbys like yourself, Phil, would know even that's the Oak Ridge Boys doing the backup. And I'll tell you, during that period of time, we were really struggling. And we met Paul Simon at a Grammy Awards, and we asked Paul to write something for us. And Paul's words were, hey, man, I'm selfish with my songs. I never give anybody a song I've written, but let me just think about it. He called us on the phone and said, I've got a song idea, guys. I want you to come up to New York and sing with me. And I think I've got a good idea here in a song. And it was Slip Sliding Away. And so we went to New York, put all the oohs and ahs on it, and had a lot of fun with Paul Simon. And boom, the thing became a big hit for him. And I'll tell you, even though most people didn't know that was us doing the backup, for those of us that needed some encouragement at the time, to hear us oohing and aahing on pop radio with Paul Simon was a big shot in the arm for us during those years. It really was.
Yeah. You got a lot of pop radio success with Elvira and Bobby Sue in the early 80s, too, didn't you?
Yeah, they really did. They did big. I mean, in the summer of 1981, everybody in the whole country was singing Oom Papa Mau Mau with the Oak Ridge Boys, so that was a pretty cool thing, actually.
The Oak Ridge Boys' worldwide hit in memories of the late, great Joe Bonzel, who was a member of the Oak Ridge Boys for 50 years.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO, a chance for you to win a great prize from Walsh's. That's right around the bend. Here's Riley Green.
Song about trains. All day long, pocket full of 3-day weekend money.
cash all day long.
Jack Ingram, that's a good summer thought anyway. Good scenario. Barefoot and crazy. At least not around the building here. Hank, go outside. Okay, 73 right now at WRCO Radio. It is trivia time once again. Your chance to win a great prize from Walsh's Ace. Today with Packer training camp right around the bend, it's Green Bay Packer trivia. Which two Packers quarterbacks hold the team record, both having thrown 29 interceptions in one season? 608-647-4155. Which two Packers quarterbacks hold the team record for having thrown 29 interceptions in a single season? Here's the Eli Young Band.
She's sick of
congratulations to Mr. Ken Feed. Nice job. He came through the line with the right answer. He didn't throw an interception. He got the right one there. Which two Packer quarterbacks hold the team record, both having thrown 29 INTs at one season? Well, a lot of folks knew Brett Favre. We had Brett Favre guest with a couple of other former Packer quarterbacks, but the right answer, Brett Favre in 2005, had kind of an off year that year, as did the Packers. And wasn't that the year he was playing with a broken thumb or something, too? I think so. I'm not making excuses, but things didn't go real well that year. And the other quarterback is Lynn Dickey, 1983, with the Packers through 29 interceptions. Lynn gets kind of a bad rap over the years. People kind of like, oh, yeah, Lynn Dickey. But he threw for a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, and he had quite the receiving core and had been an All-Pro the year before in 1982. Now, no, he wasn't very mobile. Kind of sat back there in his rocking chair and gunslinged a little bit, where Favre was a lot more mobile. But both had that dubious distinction of throwing quite a few interceptions as well. Well, way to go, Mr. T. He wins, courtesy of Walsh's Ace of Richland Center in Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of Lacrosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
11 minutes before 9 o'clock, we'll talk about Riverdale Schools coming up here on the morning show from WRCO. Some key members of their team will be in to chat with us after the news at 9. Here's Sam Hunt.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. Paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home. Ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could've convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep, 'cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern love is to modern hearts breaking. I'm just a
try to let you go, and something always reminds me.
I've been breaking up
since
the 90s.
I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s.
Frankie Justin on WRCO Radio. 74 degrees in RC coming up toward our update from the news and also our Happy Trails time rendition as we put the wraps on the morning session and make way for more stuff later today. Also in studio, musical guests include Dianya Marie, a singer-songwriter, very talented young lady, and she'll be in the studio with us this morning after the 10 o'clock hour. So it's a busy day here at WRCO, and we like it that way. Here's Morgan Evans.
How long have you been waiting to take our pictures down? How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? It kills me to know you were drifting alone. You don't have to stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. And I would have let go if you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?
How long, 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 how long?
What do you tell your parents? What do you tell yourself? Was it something I was missing? Or is there someone else? It kills me to know this house ain't a home. You don't wanna stay, no. What can I say before you go?
I would've searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. And I would've let go if you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, has it been over for you? How long, 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 how long? Maybe someday I'll be okay, but right now I don't know. You still tell me I still miss the person that I thought I knew.
How long has it been over for you?
Happy trails.